Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that your government doesn't want you to watch. The gentleman in front of me wanted enemy of the state, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis and our friend over there.
Yo, what up?
Well, he's wanted for sexual related crimes. It's different. His is.
Yeah.
Look, you ain't got to air my dirty laundry like that, bro.
AJ, nothing but a number.
Yeah. AJ, nothing but a number. And something that will land you in prison.
I can't believe that used to be a phrase that was acceptable.
Age is nothing but a number?
People go, age ain't nothing but a number. And that's fucking, like, that's a red flag.
Well, no, they didn't mean it in sex. They used to say it like, I'm too old to learn something new. Yeah. Age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah.
I think our generation started using it for sex. That we're the ones who fucked
it
up.
Yeah, but I think they started meaning it for, like, older people. Like, if you were, like, really young.
Yeah, that's what Mike was saying.
Yeah. Like a 52-year-old dating a 13-year-old?
Well, no. Like a 52-year-old dating like a 22-year-old.
She's got an old soul.
Oh, that I used to hear.
She's got an old soul.
No, like the, if the
Are you saying past. Soul or whole? Yeah. Either one works. Yeah.
God damn, bro.
She's got an old hole.
No, but I mean like if a 52-year-old was dating a 22-year-old, like the 22-year-old would be like, age ain't nothing but a number.
Okay.
Yeah. You get that, that's how
the,
I meant
if the it. Young one says it, it's not as creepy.
Yeah.
It's just creepy when the 52-year-old says it.
Yes. There you go.
Anything that a 52-year-old is doing with a younger person is going to feel creepy.
Yeah.
It feels, even if they're in love, it feels weird from us looking at it.
I used to have a joke about this. There was a singer in Quebec that was, he was in his 70s and he was dating a chick that was like 22 or 23. And she was really hot, and I had jokes about him and her. And then I was saying how I wanted to, like, after, if I get divorced with my wife, I was going to bang only 19-year-olds.
Okay.
And the joke was because I want to date someone that's, like, as she's sucking my dick, she's questioning all of her life choices. and what I remember one of Michelle's niece, she was 19 or 20 and her boyfriend was in his 40s.
Oh, shit.
And he fucking hated the show. He was sure I just
added. Michelle hated it?
No, this guy.
Okay.
Because he was sure I just added that because he was there. He was one of those guys.
I hate people that think that.
Yeah. Like, if I'm going to do that, I'm not going to be as elaborate to fucking go, okay, I need an old man that's kind of famous. And then I'll start with him so I can hurt that fucking perv.
People always feel like that. That shows. Yeah. Like, is that because of me? I don't know you, dude. I have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah. The worst is, like, I had a guy once tell me, because I was joking about suicide. He was like, my son tried to, and his son hadn't even committed suicide. He was like, my son tried to commit suicide.
Oh, it's
I was
a failure.
Like, fuck, he tried and he didn't make it. You should be happy that your son isn't good at anything.
Yeah, a little disappointed, but yeah, I get what you're saying. I'd be like, dude, really?
I could try harder.
Like, it's a solo thing, and it's not like tennis. This is way less grueling. I don't know why.
I wonder if some people, because whenever you hear people that tried to commit suicide, I always think that they didn't really want to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And last minute, they chickened out.
I know people who tried to commit suicide, and it was all for attention.
Okay. But I wonder if some people actually really do try
and fail. Yeah, there's people that I remember a guy lost his leg in the metro.
Okay, that guy, I believe he actually tried.
Yeah, he jumped and he lost a leg.
Jesus, he must be after going, oh, I didn't like my life before, now it's perfect.
Yeah,
I'll be the happy guy that hops around everywhere.
Yeah, it makes it worse. Fuck, what are you gonna say, Poseidon?
But even people who really do want to commit suicide, it's known that, like, As soon as they, like, let's say they jump off a bridge, as soon as they jump off, they regret it.
How is that known, though, if they die?
Because people have survived.
Yeah, but those people regretted it because they survived.
No, like, people who have survived, like, jumping off a bridge and shit have said, like, the moment I jumped, I regretted it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But maybe the people that end up dying are super happy.
I can't wait till I land!
Yeah, because if you regret it, you're going to fall different, right?
Yeah.
Because you'll be like, okay, I'm falling into water.
Ass first.
Mm. So I just got to fucking, like, point my feet down and put my hands in and hope I'll be okay.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah, well, I'd try to make myself as pointy as possible.
That's probably the smartest thing. Yeah. I would go ass first and I would break everything.
Yeah, you'd just end up in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to break your legs if you go straight?
I'd rather break my legs than my head, though.
Well,
touche.
If you like point them down, like make them really like pointy and shit, like this.
Like a witch?
I guess. And then, like, you know, they just kind of like slide into the water.
Yeah, I don't think
like
you're going to slide.
Like a hot knife and butter.
Kind of like bloop, you know?
That's what I'd try to do. I'd realize I can't put my feet down, so I'd just end up breaking both of my fucking ankles. But you can swim without ankles.
I think you'll pass out from the pain, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you just exploded some It depends how high you're jumping.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some places, no matter how you land, it's like you're landing on concrete.
Yeah.
Well, how do the professional divers do it?
They're not off bridges.
Yes, I see. Yeah. You make a very great point.
But sometimes you see those people jumping off a cliff, and it looks as high as a bridge. I guess it isn't, but it looks super high.
Yeah, I've wondered about shit like that, too, because and then they jump ass first.
Mm.
Well, because my brother does stunts like that. He jumps off of a cliff into like a lake.
But we're saying cliff. How tall are these?
It's like a relatively high cliff. Like,
well, what does that mean?
Like
relatively
a super high board. Like, you know those high boards.
But if it's if it's a high board, then people jump off that. That's no
like
problem.
8 feet.
No, higher.
Six.
No, higher.
Like 20.
15, 20.
Because like Mick Foley was thrown off the Hell in the Cell, the top, which is what 15 feet. Yeah, you can, and water wouldn't have done nothing to him. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I think so there's like a certain 15, line that the second you pass that, water is just concrete.
Let me Google it.
Google why I failed at suicide.
I'm curious as to what's going to give back why I failed at suicide.
That must suck. If you jump off a bridge and then you find out after that the bridge was too low. So it's not like jumping into concrete. It's like jumping into just cold water. So you're like, fuck.
I'm just wet.
I'm just wet and
my
cold.
My phone's dead.
My phone died. I'm going to have to walk home in my wet shoes.
If I wasn't depressed before, I am now.
Yeah. And then you got to drown to death. But that's the worst way to die. It must happen sometimes. Though. People jump off a bridge. They don't die. And then they're like,
everything's
fuck,
broken.
Okay, I'm okay. And then they drown.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So the high jump from a diving board is about 30 feet.
Oh, okay.
Which is low.
Yeah.
Sorry, from X-Men.
And a bridge, the lowest bridge that people jump off of is a couple hundred,
Yeah, so you could die,
The world record for high diving is 192 feet. So technically, you could jump off of a bridge. If the water's deep enough, there's no like rocks and shit. If you become pointy like a pencil, the pencil we would call it.
Is that what it says? Yeah. It doesn't seem like an educated
thing. No, they don't say this, but I'm just saying, like, hypothetically.
Yeah, you're the guy I'm going to trust.
If the high jump.
If you're pointy as a pencil.
Yeah, because the world record is 192 feet, right?
But did he survive?
No, he died.
That's a good question.
Imagine just a suicide and they call it the high dive.
It's the parents that were ashamed that their son committed suicide.
High dive champion.
He's a champion. It's like a picture, like a Weekend at Bernie's picture. I'm with the Guinness World Record holder.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved. Or at least what we loved.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved.
It was achieved
stupid
by Lazaro Lasso.
Lazaro Lasso?
Shaler. Switzerland,
what?
Brazil, in Magia Ticino.
Switzerland, Brazil.
What?
That's
you just named an Italian name, a fucking, I think, a kangaroo name.
And two countries as if it was one.
Look, he's this is from what Brazil, Google. Italy.
This is what Google is saying, bro.
Google said he's from Switzerland, Brazil.
Yes, Switzerland slash Brazil.
Oh, slash.
Okay, yeah.
You forgot
slash.
The slash. That changes the whole context. Being from Montreal, Quebec, and being from Montreal, Long Island is two different things.
But he's still alive. He's born in 88, 33 years old. There's no date of death.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that attitude. I know a guy who tried to commit suicide many times, and he told me it was for attention because nobody was listening to me. And then I told him, yeah, but I'm going to listen to you less now. I can't take you seriously. Mm. You just did that for attention? Yeah. You got to be careful.
And you figure that's the type of secret you wouldn't tell people.
Yeah, I guess. But it's not that it's obvious. It's like, dude, you know that that's just, that wouldn't kill you.
Unless it's way after he tried to kill himself.
And he's no, it was ashamed. The day after.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he wasn't even ashamed.
No.
He was just looking for more ways to get attention.
Yeah. Like, it made me think about killing myself. But then, you know, I just, nobody was listening to me. And I was like, well, now I take you less serious.
Yeah.
So competitive cliff divers die from heights of 59 to 85 feet.
Oh, there you go. So 130 is a little...
Yeah, Jesus. Sounds like that's low. That seems low.
Sounds like Laszlo Brazil is a bullshitter.
How big is 59 feet?
It's 59 times 1 foot.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's twice, or it might be...
It's almost twice 30 feet.
Oh, it is. Garen, it's probably close to twice 30 feet. That's for sure. Check that out.
Almost six times 10 feet.
Almost.
And it's more than five times. It's more than, it's more than five times.
A building average is 14 feet high, the average building.
The average building? So the Empire State Building is 14 feet high?
They've taken the average of all the buildings.
In the world?
The
average building height is 14 feet?
Well, because there's a lot less skyscrapers than there is.
I have a feeling you don't know what 14 feet means.
If 14 feet is the average, that means there are places where the buildings are 2 feet.
Yeah.
Well, this is what it says. Building story height varies.
Are you on like Google?
No, this is Google.
Ethiopia?
Are you on Google?
But this is what it says.
Are you on the Israeli site?
Because even like a little bungalow is like one story is 10 feet. Yeah. So that means the roof is only 4 feet higher.
Basically.
Okay, look, 14 feet is not the average of a building. I mean, there are buildings that are 14 foot, but a building...
That's the average of the smallest building.
Yeah, that's not even... That's a dwelling, that's a house.
The average for the small... That's a mobile home.
Oh, no, yeah. Sorry. It says the average... Hold home. On, the average story is 14 feet high.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Sorry.
Welcome to my building. A tent.
Yeah.
Well, look.
What floor are you on?
a 10-story building is 100 feet.
Wouldn't it be 140 feet if it's since 10 you said stories it's and the average 14. Is 14? Oh, yeah.
Look, okay.
Well, look, this now is what I'm going to tell you. Besides, look,
now it's giving me other stuff.
You're full of shit.
On average, each floor of a building is approximately 3 meters or 10 feet. So 10-story will be roughly about 100 feet. So it's
which
10,
makes the average 14
so
feet.
So a story is 10 to 14 feet. So they're using this as just an
this
example.
This all sounds made up.
Yeah.
I feel like everything you've Googled is false.
But this is what it says, bro.
Are you still on Yahoo?
Now they're saying a 15-story building
on Bing,
is
bro.
70 feet.
A 15-story building is 70 feet.
Bro,
that
doesn't make any
sense,
bro. Fuck Google.
Yeah. That makes it a little less than 5 feet a story, which
which would be impossible.
Right.
Yeah, a little less than 5 foot. That's actually funny. You have to crawl everywhere.
It's like, remember that movie Being John Malkovich?
Yeah. That was a good movie.
Yeah. I almost watched it yesterday because I remembered really liking it. And then I was afraid I was going to be disappointed.
Because you don't like John Malkovich?
No, I like John Malkovich. I like everyone in that movie. But it was just, in my mind, it was such a good movie that I'm afraid I'll look at it and go, well, it's not that good.
I liked him in Rounders.
I don't even remember Rounders.
Rounders was Edward Norton.
Okay.
And was Matt Damon? Matt Damon was in Rounders too, eh? They were poker players.
Okay, yeah, I remember that movie.
Yeah, and
that was a good movie.
That was a good movie, yeah. I liked him in it. He had the Oreo cookies, and he had that weird accent.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, he are you telling me now? He was like that. He's licking, and then Matt Damon understood that was his tell. And he's like, I'm going all in. What is the little fucker saying? He's going all in. I like them. I like them in that.
I love all those movies, the card movies, that the tell is always so fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like there was a James Bond movie that the villain, his tell was his eye would bleed. And you're like, God damn, someone's going to notice that. Like, how can you be a fucking world-renowned poker player if whenever you get a pair of aces, your eyes
shit your pants. Yeah, you're like, I wonder if he has any good cards. It's not quite. My apologies.
It's Casino Royale, by the way.
Yeah, Casino Royale. What a stupid. You figured like one producer would go, look, I know they're going to buy anything, but shouldn't we fucking make it like a little better than this?
Yeah, maybe like it's a finger tap or something.
Yeah.
His ears are bleeding. But you don't know what was left on the cutting room floor. Yeah. The other one could have been like, I don't know, he gets an erection and bangs on the table. Yeah. No, I don't think we get away with that one.
That'd be a good thing, though. If your eyes bleed when you have good cards, I'd try to make my eyes bleed when I have shitty cards. Just like
I think you're going to die at some point. Yeah. Your eyes just can't keep bleeding. Well, no, does it bleed out?
I think, would it get just red?
Because the villain in the movie had like a defect of his eye, like it was all fucked up.
Oh, his eye sounded normal a minute ago. Yeah,
yeah, and I guess he'd get like excited maybe, and then like it would, you know.
Oh, I get excited maybe. Yeah.
Hold on, let me hold on. Casino Royale villain.
The average eye bleeds 14 times a day.
Yeah, his name is Le Chiffre, and yeah, he has like a scar.
The number?
Yeah.
Le Chiffre. Oh, that's a good... Does he speak French?
It was played by, what's his name?
It'd be funny if he's Chinese. Le Chiffre.
I think he had a French accent.
Okay, good. That makes sense.
Played by Mads...
Mikkelsen?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yes. I like Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah. Have you seen him in what was that movie called? The from Netflix, the original. Fuck, it was so good. The Polar something?
Polar Express?
No... Was it? No, fuck.
It was Polar Express.
No, hold on. Mads Mikkelsen.
It was Polar Express and he played the train.
No, it wasn't Polar Express. Fuck,
He was in Polar Express. He played the train.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Is that the movie where he was the train and then people would get inside of him?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
No, that was
a Netflix original.
I don't think it was a Netflix original, but it's on Netflix.
Polar. It was just called Polar.
But
Polar
look at him Express. On Polar Express. He was better. Yeah. Because it was with...
Polar was the director's cut, but Polar Express was the 32-minute version
Polar
of
Polar Express
movie.
Was with... what's that guy? The guy who played... what's that fucking guy that everybody thinks is a pedophile?
Let me check.
What's his name? He's married to a Greek woman. Tim, he played Big. He played in that big movie. What the fuck is his name?
Let's take a look.
Tom Hanks,
that's him, yeah.
Yes.
Tom Hanks and Mads Mikkelsen. Tom Hanks plays the conductor and Mads Mikkelsen is the train.
Is Tom Hanks' wife Greek?
Yeah.
What's her name?
What's Tom Hanks' wife's name? Elizabeth something.
Tom Hanks' wife?
I didn't know she was Greek.
Rita Wilson. Rita Wilson, that's it, yeah.
So her real name is...
I have no fucking idea. Yeah. But yeah, they're Greeks. So they even got Greek citizenship. They go to the Orthodox and shit.
Oh, really? I wonder how the whole, Tom Hanks being a pedophile thing started. Because he doesn't...
Probably banged a kid.
No, but he doesn't give off vibes.
He does give off pedophile vibes, but in movies. Like...
Yeah, well, when he's playing in Big.
Yeah.
He's a fucking 38-year-old man in love with a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
So that's
that was a red flag for me.
Yeah.
That was
her real name is Margarita Ibrahimov.
Her?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds suspicious.
Yeah, that's not Greek.
No.
Yeah, this is very suspicious.
Yeah. Oh, Ibrahimov. There's a lot of Russian Greeks. There's a lot of Ruskies that travel to the Greece.
Yes.
That might be just
she doesn't look Russian-esque though.
Russian-esque.
Anyways. Well, why don't you type in Rita Wilson Greek? See what it gives you. It's Tom Hanks' sex tape.
Is Rita Wilson Greek? Is of Greek and Bulgarian ancestry.
Oh, that's why. So Bulgarian, that's the name.
Yeah, so she's half Greek, half Bulgarian. Leave. Okay, makes sense. Okay.
Mm.
That's logical.
Can't win them all. Yeah.
Makes sense. I like that. That's
I like that you said it makes sense.
The least appropriate answer to that question. Oh, yeah, makes sense. She's Bulgarian. Oh, yeah. Fucking all adds up.
He's not a pedophile. She's Bulgarian.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. All right. Okay, yeah.
I wish I knew that.
I get the two confused all the time.
Yeah, pedophile and Bulgarian. They just, it's a mismatch of words.
Yeah.
God, no.
Dude, you have my pen.
I don't need it.
I'm just curious about how the pen went missing. Okay, I was
writing something.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
But yeah, I always for real. I wonder, like, because the Tom Hanks pedophile thing. Where I wonder where that started.
On the internet.
QAnon.
No, QAnon started that?
Yeah.
But isn't QAnon new?
Is it because Tom Hanks is left-leaning, so they were like, fuck that guy?
Is he left-leaning?
I don't know.
I don't know who's leaning where. And it's all fucking dumb shit. I know Hollywood leans left, but I don't know about him. Look, I thought he just does his own thing, him. No?
QAnon has been around for longer, I think. It's just now recently they've been...
In the forefront.
Yeah.
On the front lines.
It started in the 1920s.
Yeah. In 2017 it started.
1918.
Four years ago.
Buster Keaton.
Yeah.
Started it.
Yeah.
It was called QAnon.
But Tom Hanks, pedophile, fact check.
It's only been 4 years, QAnon?
Yeah.
They got big fast.
Yeah.
They got big fast and died out fast. It's already not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's because they let in any sort of conspiracy.
Yeah.
And some couldn't coexist.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, they just let everything become a fucking clusterfuck of conspiracies.
Yeah.
But there's all again on Tom Hanks. Blah, blah, blah.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
I'm here. Tom Hanks is a pedophile. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks being a pedophile is just a bunch of fact check websites that say it's not and that it's a
I don't agree with that because the fact check websites had to apologize last week because they said that the Wuhan lab theory for COVID was a myth and now it came out that it wasn't a myth. That's exactly where it started and it leaked and that there was a huge cover up. So I don't trust these fact-checking sites.
But QAnon was following Tom Hanks' Instagram page, and at some point he had posted a picture. I think it was just a glove or some shit.
Yeah, pedophile. That's what that means. That's
and they were like, this means that because it's involved in shit.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That's how that works.
Why are you doing an impression of Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
That's Bill Cosby?
Yeah, it sounded like Bill Cosby.
You put the glove in the child.
I don't know. I was trying to do like a...
Wait, so he posted a picture of a glove?
Yeah, like a glove on the ground and it was all dirty and shit.
Oh, what a goddamn dirty...
What a fucker.
Dirty, I don't remember, bro. Anyways.
Fucking child.
You think he was gardening? That's ass residue. Like, this is so dumb.
What kind of pedophile puts on a glove before he finger bangs a kid?
Yeah.
Smart
and then takes a picture and puts on. All of it doesn't make sense.
He's like, I don't want to. My DNA inside that sweet young boy's asshole.
Yeah,
but I want to take a picture of it.
Yeah, I post it. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But I've noticed the internet. There's a lot of rumors, like shit. People get like stuff that I know, like the reality of, and then I see the theory. I'm like, this is completely insane.
Yeah, that's wild, bro. The internet's the Wild West, bro.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Yeah, it's very dumb. Yeah. It's very dumb. I'm not saying he's not a pederast, but I haven't seen any evidence. Just people made it up. Like, I haven't seen, like, there's no one that came out for Tom Hanks. No one's come out and claimed that Tom Hanks touched him. It's never happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you figure someone had come out.
I mean, his son's a little weird. His son may have been molested, but it might not have been from Tom Hanks. I don't know.
Oh, do you guys remember his son made an album and shit? And apparently, he beat up his black girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. One of his sons, like, a rapper.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Okay. What's his name? Chet?
Okay, because I was thinking of the other one that looks like just a clone of Tom Hanks.
I didn't know he has another one.
Yeah, he has another one that played in, he played in Dexter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he looks exactly like Tom Hanks, and he's really good when he plays like a psychopath. Because you know how Tom Hanks looks like
a bit like a psychopath.
Well, no, but he's got that boy next door kind of vibe. And those make the best psychopaths.
Yeah.
Colin Hanks.
Colin Hanks
does look a lot like his father.
What's the other one? Yeah. Chet Bush.
Chet
Hanks, yeah.
Why'd you say Chet Bush?
I just said it.
Chet Hanks, he's got tattoos. He uses tattoos. The N-word.
He does? What a...
Yeah. Ayo, 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 Chet here, dogs. What up?
Chet Hanks? What up
with it?
Hold on.
You ain't know how I grew up.
We spoke about this on the Joffo podcast. Chet Hanks beats up...
Who did he beat up?
He got beat up by his girlfriend.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that sounds
fucking gangster.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yo, man, I see the internet's been talking about him. Yeah. You don't know how big this bitch was.
Yeah, he got hit in the head by a frying pan or something. And he was
I like his girlfriend.
Is he dating a fucking Italian lady from the 1940s?
Is he dating a cartoon chef?
Because he called her like a dirty N-word bitch.
Holy shit. Is she a black girl?
Yeah, she's black. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, that'll work against your favor, sir.
Yeah. That's the only way that you can get hit by someone and you look like an asshole.
Hold on.
Hey, he still looks like the bad guy to me.
Yeah.
Hold on, I brought it up. Hold on.
What the fuck?
There's a bloody...
Was he stoned or drunk, do they say?
Hold on. Between him and his ex.
God damn.
Turn violent.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is very funny. I like both of them.
Or she charged at him with a knife.
Oh.
Hold on.
And then he negotiates. He's like, hold on. Pick up a frying pan instead.
Something she denies.
Oh. Who are you going to believe? Me or the... and then she hit him.
She has a restraining order on him because he roughed her up on numerous occasions, apparently, allegedly.
He sounds like a racist asshole.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He grabbed her wrists, flung her around. I'm trying to find where he... Because I think he insulted her, too.
He doesn't sound like a nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, he goes... he called her a ghetto black bitch.
Not as bad as the N-bomb, though.
No, that's not as bad.
He just went really accurate without getting racial.
That this is his fucking girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Why would you date someone that you call a dirty fucking ghetto?
He chased her down the hallway in his boxers.
That's the best way to chase.
So it's like the trailer park versus the ghetto.
Yeah.
Which
is the same thing.
After her?
And
yeah,
he said
exactly.
No one would believe her because she was just a ghetto black bitch.
A ghetto black bitch.
And he was Chet Hanks.
If you wasn't from the ghetto, you're suburbs, people might believe you.
Hold on, he was Chet Hanks.
Yeah.
So he added that in there, too.
Yeah. If I was her, I'd start laughing. I'd be like, you're Chet Hanks, right? Not Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're going to believe me.
You're not even Colin Hanks.
Yeah, they're going to believe me. Yeah.
God,
I love that. Well, he grew up like in Tom Hanks has been super rich for 40 years. So he grew up like in Beverly Hills or Bel Air.
Yeah.
So for him, anyone that's not from Bel Air is ghetto.
I'm a dirty black ghetto bitch to him. Yeah.
That's funny.
He's like, look at those Santa Monica fucking ghetto black bitches.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
A piece of shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've noticed that a lot of people that were successful, even if they were nice, when they had a lot of money, if they didn't put effort in their kids turned out opposite the parent. They turned out into cocksuckers. That must hurt.
Yeah,
like you work your whole life.
Too easy.
Yeah, you work your whole life. You're like, I'm going to build a beautiful family. I'm going to do good. And then your kid, like you, let's say you've helped out a lot of people. You still do. Imagine you have kids and they turn out to be the worst.
My kids would be garbage.
Yeah. Also, because what happens is, sometimes, like, the parents that did become rich had it rough. So they want to give everything to the child, but they don't instate the proper, I would say,
instate?
Like, you know,
they don't
teach.
Instate.
They don't teach them properly. Anyways, shit like this happens and they become spoiled and shit, I think.
They don't real estate.
There's also the other aspect of it where the kid just, he feels like he would never accomplish anything more than the parents or the father, and that he kind of goes down this weird, I've heard, it's a theory that's what happens.
I don't
also
know what it is, but it must suck if you're a good dude or, you know, you have a good family, you work so hard, and then your kid, you're like, he's going to help so many people. This guy has everything. He's starting, like, you know, I started from the bottom. He's starting already from the top. Imagine he's like me, what is he going to do? And he's just a racist asshole.
Yeah. Everyone's calling you up. Did you see what your son did? And you're like, oh, he might have done something. Okay, he called someone a ghetto black bitch. God damn it.
Like, oh, fuck.
They call him Chet. Your girlfriend isn't even black. So just at least say that to black people.
Yeah, he set an orphanage on fire because he was upset at those hungry kids. Yeah.
But I don't think it's also reserved to just rich people. I feel like this happens.
But it happens more to rich people.
Yeah.
But that's because there's a lot less of them. So it's more apparent.
And no.
Usually it happens to kids that both their parents are rich and work.
Mm.
Like, I have one of my friends that's like that. Like, he was, when I was young, I used to hate kids that grew up rich because I was like, they had it so fucking easy. Until I met this dude that I realized, oh, his life fucking sucks. Because both of his parents were rich, but he had to learn how to cook when he was like 5 years old because his parents were busy working. So I was like, oh shit, my life was way easier having a poor mom that was at least fucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My life wasn't like easy, but it wasn't hard. Like I've seen people with real hard lives. Mine wasn't that.
Mia was hard. Up until, like, she started working, and, like, my father left, and my mother started working.
My mom always worked. She was always she was a hard worker. But, like, it wasn't, like, you know, it's easy to complain.
Yeah.
But I never did that. Like, I mean, it's.
Yeah, my life was so easy. I didn't even, we were poor, but I never realized we were poor until I was, like, 15.
Like, we were poor, but everyone was poor. Like, everyone that I knew, like, poor, like, but poor here. And poor in the third world, let's say, is way different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't, We had clothes. We had, like, it wasn't.
Yeah, because poor in the third world, they're like, okay, which is the prettiest one that can become a prostitute?
Yeah, yeah. It's fucked up. Like, in the Philippines, there was a whole documentary. They were showing that, like, there's certain areas where they know that the eldest daughter has to go to the cities and work like that to send money back home. Yeah, but yeah. It's fuck. It gets super difficult.
Goddamn. Yeah, here, just a little bit tight.
Yeah, some people are living horribly here. Yeah. But we didn't have that because we didn't have, like, I didn't have, like, a crack whore mom. Or but if you have no parents, let's say they're cracked out and they don't take care of this and that, then anywhere you live, even here, would be rough.
Like, technically here, though, even the poorest person can get food.
Yeah, well, but you know what's weird? I don't know if we're managing it properly, because there were statistics that came out during the morning show where the percentage of kids that go to school hungry here? Almost half.
Yeah, 40-something which percent. Is crazy.
47%, that's fucked.
But they go hungry, but they're not starving.
Touche.
Yeah, but it still sucks. Yeah. Right?
But that could also be parental negligence.
That's 100%. That's 100% negligence, bro.
There's a thing, I don't know what it's called in English, but in French it's Le Club des Petits Déjeuners.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Okay. And I was like...
Charlemagne the God is eating all these kids' foods.
But I was like, how shitty are these parents? The breakfast is the cheapest meal of the day.
It is.
Fuck, you can... Like, a loaf of bread is what, $4?
Eight.
$2.
No, it's not. Well, it depends what kind of bread.
It's probably up to, let's say, $3. But for $3, you get a loaf of bread. For $5, you get a thing of peanut butter. You can feed, like, a kid for 2 weeks breakfast with that.
Yeah. Well, that's a shitty breakfast every day. He's not getting any nutrients, but it's something in his tummy.
At least it's something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of negligence out there.
It's all negligence.
Even though we grew up very poor, my mother always... made her best to feed me very well after, like, my father left and shit.
Really? You don't look like you were well fed.
So she always made sure.
You seem like you may have been, malnourished, but really well fed, huh? When I look at you, I've never thought this guy has been well fed. Wow, it's eye opening.
Yeah.
It's eye opening and gut busting. It's crazy.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, so like.
My mom fed me well. You don't see. Yeah. Huh. Cardboard mostly.
Oh, I'm just saying, you know, like, so she made sure, like, we had, like, a lot of food.
But you think, let's say, because you're an asshole, like, we've established that you're a bit of a self-centered psychopath. If you had grown up with, like, millions of dollars, you'd be Chet Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
No. You'd be talking black. Yeah, yeah.
No. You'd be worse than Chet Hanks.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have fucking grills.
Yeah. You already think you can buy and sell people and you have no money.
Yeah.
You do. You already buy people. You rent people, sorry.
I buy their time.
You rent.
That's
you
it.
Lease.
Yeah, you lease people.
But hold on. Everyone technically leases everyone.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You want to work, they pay you for your time.
Yeah, that's a job.
That's a job. That's a fair exchange.
Yeah, same. But they're technically leasing your time.
No, you're leasing their time.
No, they're leasing your time.
What? No,
they're paying for your time.
I'm talking about the girls that you hang out with.
Yeah, but a job, they do the same thing. What's that line from Peaky Blinders?
We're all whores?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I really had to think about it. It's like, what's that line? We're all whores. That makes sense. No, what I'm saying is you, because we've been through this. You're like, fuck this bitch. And the money, if you had actual money, you'd be a fucking asshole. You would tell people, you know, I could buy this place if I wanted to. You'd be that guy. No. I know you.
If somebody did
let it sink in.
Hold on.
You'd be Dan Bilzerian.
No, yeah, let it, hold on. Let it just sink in. Think about what I'm telling you. Let it sink in before you answer.
For no reason at all, no.
What?
For no reason at all, just out of the blue? No. But if somebody crossed me, then maybe I'd insult them, you know, something like that. But if
you wouldn't be a respectful rich person.
Not at all. You're a disrespectful poor person.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were rich, like really rich. You would have less respect.
Treat people that make minimum wage like garbage.
Yeah.
And they make $3 an hour more than you do.
Yeah, so then now... Yeah,
no, that's on some days.
On some
days. Well, every day of you being rich Sidon, rich life Sidon, that's what you would be.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Are you crazy? Yeah. How do you doubt it?
It's you'd ask your assistant, what day are we today? And they'd say Wednesday, and you'd hit them and go, it's Sunday, bitch.
Yeah. It's Poseidon Day. Bam, smack him. You'd have a trident around your neck, a gold one with diamonds.
Yes, but I wouldn't. I don't think I would. No.
You'd have like a bunch of immigrants that wash you in the bath.
Yeah.
Like you'd have nine.
Like coming to America.
Chicks. Yeah. It'd no. Be
well, for
to
you,
America.
It'd be more like coming to Jabba the Hutt's bathtub. Jabba Wakata. Like the way they, okay, I'll give you an example.
No, I don't think I would.
Oh, really? Okay. So you did live a life, a real one, where for about a week, you were outstandingly rich in comparison to your surroundings. It's the time when you went to Cuba. What did you do when you went to Cuba? You were shirtless. They had a horse and carriage take you from village to village, yes, so you can pick out which 15-year-old you wanted to bang. So I'm just saying, you live like a dictator.
15-year-olds. Yeah. And first of all, it's not like...
And they weren't even wearing shoes. Yeah, you met a gang who didn't wear shoes.
But hold on. I was not disrespectful to them. I was super nice to everyone.
Yeah, but still...
You went shopping for human beings.
You were shopping for human beings with a gang, the no shoes gang.
You were the Saddam Hussein of Cuba.
Hold on. When you say stuff like that, it seems terrible. But yeah.
Well, you mean when I describe things the way they really happened? Well, they were prostitutes to you because that's how you saw them. But they were just kids trying to live.
Just fucking kids. No, they
some of them were shoeless.
They weren't kids. They were adult women.
How do you know? You can't even read Spanish.
God damn it.
How old is adult in Cuba?
Is 13.
18. So these were girls that were at least 18.
Adult to me is 18.
Okay, but did they tell you that they were 18?
No, but they seemed older.
Because they were mature for their age because they had to fend for themselves for years.
They looked...
Look, even if they were of age, you were shirtless on a horse carriage. Yeah. There was horses and a man taking you village to village. Like, which one of these do you want, king?
I didn't speak like that.
You were window shopping humans.
You were window shopping human beings. And this was, you didn't have real money.
They were prostitutes. I wasn't just window shopping anyone.
You had money based on that circumstance. Like, you were over them. Imagine here in the first world where you can have anything you want at your fingertips. If you had money, dude, you'd be buying and selling humans.
But I didn't treat them like shit.
You think that's...
But we all buy and sell each other.
Oh, God, he's going back to that again.
It's true.
If you had money, you'd make two prostitutes fight and the winner would get to suck your dick.
Yeah.
Okay, look.
He would have bum fights and he'd make them, the winner gets this trident. And he'd be like, oh, it's a fight to the death. Like, that's the kind of shit he would do.
Well, no.
But I heard your voice, it went up. We know that's the kind of shit you would pull. Yeah. I see you now, you see some crazy shit and you have nothing. If you have that kind of money, dude, we're all fucked.
You know how whenever you see Me Too, like all the producers, as soon as they had power, they turned into animals?
That's you. Yeah.
You'd become that without making it all the way to the top.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like assistant, associate producer on fucking two episodes of Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, somebody would be like, Poseidon, you are now making $150,000 a year. 40 minutes later, 8 rape accusations.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how
and they're all from KFC employees.
Oh, no.
He said, we're shutting this shit down, and then he touched us. Said we could suck his dick for chicken wings.
Hold on, maybe I
came for the breast, not that one. They're going to call you the KFC rapist.
The KFC rapist.
I'm the colonel now. I got some herbs and spices for you.
Shit, bro.
It is true, though, that you treat, like, when you go to Cuba, you treat the women like prostitutes.
Yeah.
You treat everyone like prostitutes.
I don't treat them like prostitutes. Only whoever was a prostitute.
But you treat every, in your mind, they're all prostitutes.
Yeah, that's what you told her.
Didn't you pay the cleaning lady to have sex with you?
Yeah, but that's because she was also a part-time prostitute.
No, she's a part-time prostitute because you paid to have sex with her. Therefore, by your logic, she has now turned into a prostitute because you paid
her
for sex.
She became a prostitute because you offered her money.
Hold on.
She was like, I can't believe I slept with a... Oh, fuck, he just gave me money. I'm a hooker now.
Yeah.
Hold on, what happened? I think she had sent a busboy, and then the busboy said, like, hey, she thinks you're cute or some shit like that in English because she didn't speak Spanish.
And you're like, ah, yes, like, a blind Cuban woman.
And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I was told she was a prostitute, I think.
No.
By who? The voice in your head?
Yeah. No one told you she was el prostituto. No, she wouldn't say that because that's illegal. And they're scared of the law over there, commies. And I could tell by scrambling to lie
I'm not scrambling to lie because something that did happen.
No, I know about her because you fell in love with her and then you tried to convince me and Mike you had to bring her here to get married to her.
It was lust, okay.
I'm just saying.
So when the guy said, oh, she thinks you're cute, you were like, I'm going to have to pay her.
Yeah.
That's definitely a prostitute. No fucking sane woman would say that.
He's like, is she maybe loca?
Is she cuckoo?
Yeah.
Anyways, something of the sort.
Point is, You with Money, Poseidon is a fucking dark, dark, gritty film.
I'm surprised that, like, you know, like NBA players first season or hockey players or any pro athlete, I'm surprised there aren't more train wrecks.
There are, but they swept under the rug. Yeah. Remember Carey Price here?
Yeah, well, all of the, my manager, Michelle, his wife used to work at the Alt Hotel on the South Shore next to where they practice. And, like, a couple of times a season, they'd find naked girls that the guys would have sex with them, then steal their clothes and throw them out of the room, which seems like a shitty thing to do. That seems like a
dick move, yeah.
Yeah. You're already fucking, your dick's already wet.
Yeah.
Let the girl leave with her clothes.
That's a bit wet.
That's a piece of shit move.
Wow.
And it never came out because they're pro athletes. And
yeah, they cover it up.
They protect the brand.
But I get why they cover some stuff up. That, I would let that out. I'd be like, look at this guy. He's an asshole. Yeah. Trade him. But I remember, like, Carey Price, they were saying they were covering up, like, all kinds of shit, like cocaine and fights and banging and pregnant shit, all
getting
that shit.
Chicks pregnant. Yeah. One rape, too.
Really?
Yeah. Allegedly. But, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's fucking crazy, yeah.
Yeah, that's why when the, allegedly again, because I don't want to get sued again, but when there was the whole Me Too thing,
that's when
he wasn't playing because he had an injury.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and apparently he was just freaking out.
Really?
Yeah. But that's, I heard the rape thing from someone, and then I heard the freaking out from someone else.
And you're putting them together.
Yeah, so I'm putting them together.
But I know a lot of athletes do some weird-ass shit. But here's the thing you have to remember, and I'm not justifying rapes. I'm justifying the drug and all the crazy behavior. They're like 18-year-old kids.
With money?
That come from like a village, mental, a small hockey town. Then you put them in a city like Montreal, where Jabba the Hutt reigns supreme, and you give them fucking $500,000 and all the access to sex, drugs, whatever the fuck they want, some of them are going to fucking lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you had given me $1 million at the age of 18, I would have won bananas.
Yeah, and plus those guys, like if we had given you $1 million, you go into a strip club and you're a millionaire, but no one knows it.
Yeah.
But these guys,
everyone knows
strip clubs. All the strippers want them because they're young, hot, professional athletes.
Yeah, they have money.
Yeah.
So they get
with
the
money.
Yeah, the complete package.
Yeah.
I see.
Whereas you're just half the package.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're a good looking man, but.
I'm 1/3 of the package.
You're 1/3 of the package. Well, that's when they see your dick.
Yeah,
then I'm 0/3.
Well, that's like a third of a penis. That's interesting.
So I'm 1/4 of the package.
You're the total package. Then you pull your pants on. They go, okay, 1/3 of a package.
The destroyer.
You're like kind of the same as them, but if the team you played for was like the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Who's the Columbus Blue Jackets?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm 1/4 of the package.
A bit less. Yeah.
So 1/5.
Not close, but less.
1/18.
Maybe.
Okay.
Like you're there.
But you know what? I'm sticking to the positive.
Yeah.
Still 1/18.
1/18. Basically, what you have that they have is that you're at the same location.
Yeah.
But you don't have the look. Yeah. You don't have the looks, the money, the notoriety, the skills.
But you're in the same building.
But you're in the same building.
Yeah.
So you're adjacent. You're drug success adjacent. Yeah. He's having a good time. Are they getting a baseball team here? I just keep hearing about that stupid shit.
No, I don't think
so. Can they even handle a baseball team? We can't even handle a goddamn soccer team.
And when we did have a baseball team forever, no one went. Right? The stadium was always empty.
Towards the end.
Yeah. But towards the last 10 years.
I think that's because everyone was upset about getting robbed, right? Because the championship was stolen from Montreal in the 90s during the strike.
Yeah, but they moved 2 years after that, didn't they? 2-3 years after?
More
that?
Than 2-3 years
they
after.
They folded in 2004. They had 2,753 wins and 2,943 losses.
Oh, they lost more than they won.
Yeah, so they have a 0.9% win ratio.
That's not good. So they weren't a winning team.
No.
No.
That's probably why.
A lot of people were blaming the fact that the stadium was in the east, and they were going, if it was more like downtown,
you'd have people walking in.
But no one. No,
I mean, if you
really
want to go watch a baseball game and you're a big fan, you're going to go there anyway. Yeah.
Look at Yankee Stadium. It's not in Times Square.
Well, I mean, you can't fit anything else.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for Yankee Stadium, but
it's saying on Wikipedia, the decline of the Expos began in 95.
Which was when the strike happened, no?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because imagine you have a team that's built to win. You're going to win the fucking World Series, right? You're the best team. And then like, no baseball. Like, what? Yeah, season's gone. You're not. So then you're like, motherfucker. Oh, like, the one time I'm able to win, there's no fucking baseball. I think that bugged people. And then they became the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they suck, too. But they went to the World Series final a few. They didn't win.
Whoops.
They didn't win, though.
They didn't win, yeah. They were facing who the Houston Texans, I think.
I don't know.
The Expos you're talking about still?
No, the Expos don't exist anymore. Now it's the Washington.
Name for a fucking team.
The Washington Nationals?
No, the Nationals and the Texans. Jesus Christ, like fucking try a little harder to find a name.
Yeah.
It's the fucking Texans versus the Nationals because it's the national capital.
Yeah, that is a little lazy.
Yeah, just.
But what would you suggest?
I don't know. Just anything. If you're not going to try, just call them the baseball players. It's the Washington baseball players.
Well, yeah, okay.
Versus the Texan Dominicans.
Oh, that would be more accurate. Yeah. The Dominicans.
But there's a lot of Dominicans in Texas?
In baseball.
No, in baseball.
Ah, I see.
So here's the thing, though. There are some team names that because of like wokeness had to change. For example, in the NBA, Washington used to have the Washington Bullets.
Really? And they had to change it?
Yeah, to the
for wokeness?
Yeah, now they're the Wizards. Because bullets are dangerous.
What?
Yeah. Check that out. Am I wrong about that? I might be wrong. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Could just be my imagination.
I wish, you know, like all the teams that are named like the Blackhawks and the Redskins and the Indians, they change it. It'd be funny if people from Texas got angry that it was the Houston Texans.
Oh,
they're like, you're making fun of us.
Poseidon, am I right about the Washington Bullets?
They became the one name they kept until 95 when owner Abe Paulin renamed them the Washington Wizards because of the violent overtones of the word bullet.
He should have called them the Criminals.
Yeah.
What a fag.
Yeah, the Bullets.
Remember Superman, faster than a speeding bullet.
Yeah.
People were like, violence!
Yeah. Now they say faster than a speeding national.
Yeah. Well, you do know that the reason why they were called the Bullets wasn't because people thought that they were shooting people. It's because they were so fast.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now they're the Wizards.
What a weird.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Should be the Washington Fags.
Yeah. You know why they're called the Wizards now? Because the only way they're going to win is if someone puts a fucking spell on the NBA.
God, I can't believe they do shit like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's dumb.
So stupid.
But the team name thing, do you remember when, like, the Washington Redskins, now they're just called Washington because they removed the Redskins? I think that was a cool name, the Washington Redskins. But what I thought would be hilarious, but they never did it, was if they would just change the name and call them the Washington Indians.
Yeah.
That would be fucking hilarious. But they never did that.
Or you change it to the Yellowskins. And it's the logo's just an Asian dude.
But the Redskins was it derogatory or was it an actual, I thought it was an actual tribe.
No, that's what people used to call Native people.
Oh, really?
They were Redskin.
Oh, so it's like calling Black people Blackskins?
Yeah.
Oh, then I agree. That's kind of weird.
But no Natives were complaining about the name.
No, but they got other fish to fry. They're not part of that woke thing.
Yeah, there was even, I think there was a hockey team with the it had the Indian with a headdress.
Well, the Blackhawks. That's the great, but the Blackhawks is not a bad word.
Yeah, they had to change it too, I think.
No, dude, the Blackhawks, dude, that's a historic logo.
They changed it to the Blackhawks.
Yeah, that's a beautiful logo. Yeah. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful logo, and it's part of the heritage of Native America, bro. That's huge.
And that's not even insulting.
Yeah, at all. That's amazing.
No, they haven't changed it.
That is amazing. That's like me getting mad at like Michigan State Spartans.
I get getting angry at the like Cleveland Indians.
Because they're not Indian.
It's a Native guy fucking looks drunk and he's winking.
They're not Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
But Blackhawks isn't insulting.
No. It's like saying the Cree or like I said, Spartans.
Yeah.
Like we're not mad at that. Or the Trojans. Mm. We're not mad at that shit. That's badass. Yeah. The Blackhawks are the nicest fucking logo. Yeah. Yeah, Natives have the nicest logo in hockey. I'm a Devils fan, but the Blackhawks logo is insane.
Yeah.
And who made that logo? I think it was like a Native American artist or something.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Let's really?
Who made
Chicago? It was that one or the Redskins one, but one of them I remember was a Native American who okay. his family was pissed about them getting rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Irene Castle.
Sounds very Native.
Sounds Native.
Irene Castle, wife and founder.
Imagine. Notorious racist.
Hold on, let's see.
Now, one of them was like the Native family was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I think maybe it was the Redskins.
She was a ballroom dancer, and I can tell she was not a Native.
No, so it was probably the other one. It was probably the...
She's the one that did the Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Yep.
So check the Redskins. To see who did the Redskins.
Yeah, I remember I saw a news story about one of them, and then I was like, oh, that's funny that the family's complained. The same thing happened with Aunt Jemima. The family complained. I was like, oh, that's rough.
Oh, the family of the... Because it was the, just of the a
woman,
drawing,
of the woman
right?
that was that the label was based on, I think.
Oh, so did her ancestors get, like, royalty checks every month? That must suck for them. You bought your fucking house.
We had talked about this, I think, on one of the shows. I think it was on This Just Thing. We had a little thing. Someone actually did research at that time because it was fresh. But yeah, I found out all kinds of weird shit about that time. And there was no real backlash. Like, it's just because someone online said Aunt Jemima's a racist and Uncle Ben's a racist too.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, fuck, all right. But it was never black people that was complaining. That's the best part about this whole thing.
It was white women?
Yeah.
It's always white women.
You listen here, black. I'm going to tell you how to feel.
Yeah.
It's such a weird, like, superiority complex thing. Like, you're not angry enough.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why you should be angry.
I'm trying to see where, when the logo was created and by whom.
Holmst.
By Holmst.
I like saying Google that. Holmst. I don't know why.
Hello, constable.
Holmst.
Holmst, do you claim to be?
Boston.
Oh, the Bruins are also, it's very simple, but it's a nice logo. There's some logos that are nice. Yeah. You know, the Habs logo is a nice logo.
Yeah.
The Nordiques had a good logo.
Yeah, I liked it. In those days, every logo was just letter kind of modified.
The Nordiques, right? They changed it. They go, we just can't have a big N because we've been talking a lot of shit here.
Yeah. Walter Wetzel was the one that proposed a redesigned logo in 1972, but I can't find anything from before.
I don't know who it was, bro, but they were complaining about it. They go, this is a Native thing. But they took it out anyway. Now they're just called Washington.
Mm. Yeah, the Washington football team.
Fuck, Washington, that's so garbage. Team,
yeah, at least get a new name.
Yeah.
Get a new name.
Florida State, I think, also has the college team has the same type of logo.
Okay. It's not as bad, though. Like, let's say a college getting rid of the name because no one calls them by the name anyway.
They all say Florida State, Ohio, yeah. The Buckeyes. Yeah.
Whereas now, like for like a pro team, everyone uses the name. To say the Redskins.
Yeah.
Right? No one says, I'm going to see the Washington team.
It's going to be the Washington football team up against that team from New York. Which one from New York? You're right, Pisani? You look very upset.
I'm
about
just
this.
Looking at all the Florida teams. They have the Dolphins, Panthers, Jaguars.
The Jaguars got to change. That's just disrespectful.
You have the Gators, the Rattlers,
the
Tigers, the Knights, the Wildcats. There's a team called Ave Maria Gyrenes.
The worst name for in Florida is the Solar Bears.
Is that real?
Which is the name of the hockey team. It's what like hockey? American League hockey team.
The Solar Bears.
So it's a polar bears. It's a polar bear with sunglasses.
Orlando Solar Bears.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
Fuck.
Yeah.
The Solar Bears.
Oh my god! Yeah, I see the logo, and he's holding a hockey stick like this.
Yeah. And he's got sunglasses.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the Orlando Polar Bears would have been better since it's hockey?
Yeah. But they want to show. Okay, it should be cold. But it's warm.
But we know it's warm because it's Florida.
And we live here.
Yeah.
Like, people live there. They go to the game. They're not going to the game. They're like, guys, it's fucking warm outside.
Yeah, and we're in the first world. Everyone has internet. Everyone knows Florida's warm. Why? Anyways.
The Solar Bears.
Florida should change her name to the Tiger Kings.
Oh, the Florida Tiger Kings for every sport. I'd be down with that.
Because of the, what's his face, the Tiger King guy?
No, that's not
one. No, it's not.
It was unrelated.
Yeah.
Because Florida is known historically as the king of the tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Most tigers per capita wearing crowns is in Florida. It's true. More than Saudi Arabia, yeah.
God damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's true. In Saudi Arabia, not even one. They don't put crowns on them. They have them in the backyards and shit. In Florida, they put crowns on them. Yeah,
yeah.
Bro. That's wild.
You could get a record, a Guinness record for almost anything, as long as you're the only one doing it.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. You know, in Saudi Arabia and all those countries, you know that they, it's like a status thing to get stuff in gold.
Okay.
Like stuff that isn't normally in gold. Like, let's say you have a laptop and like, Ahmed have a laptop. I must get a laptop too. 24 karat gold laptop. Mm-hmm. And what they'll do is they'll have, it's the same laptop, but it'll be 24 karat gold.
They'll change all the plastic.
Yeah, they do it for phones gold, too, yeah.
Yeah.
I know in Dubai, I saw a guy that, well, it was the, the emir of Dubai, who he had a Mercedes that every piece that was metal had it, he had it changed for gold.
Oh, really? That's badass.
Yeah. It looked fucking retarded though. Because it didn't, it looked like he could have gotten the same look spray paint. Just painting it.
Plus, it must be really heavy.
Yeah, or just wrapping it.
I saw a guy now with a convertible BMW, and it was silver chrome.
Okay.
And it looked dumb.
Okay.
It looked like a toy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I felt like he meant for it to look cool, because he was an older guy, and he was like looking around like that, and I was like, bro, I want to root for you, old man, but you look stupid. You know, he just looked dumb. He's like, look, tinfoil. Like, it didn't look good.
There's a Russian company.
That's not true. They don't have any companies there. I prefer the company of Russians.
Hold on. I'm trying to find the website. Fuck, man.
All right.
I found it.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So it's called caviar.global. So this company, all they do is they specialize in making expensive phones.
And they sell caviar?
No, they just call it caviar because caviar is usually like expensive. And like if you go look at their catalog, they have custom iPhone 12s, custom Samsungs now, custom Huawei. They have custom PlayStation 5s, bro, in gold. It's nuts. But this website is
insane. What's the point of
that? How much is a
rich
custom?
Rich people, bro. You have $1 billion, bro. They have a golden.
I don't think any actual rich people
would spend money. Yeah. I think it's fake rich people that try to seem like no rich people. You have to have some kind of intelligence to make that much money. No one's gonna spend like that's not. There's it's unnecessary to have a gold PlayStation.
You know who has a gold PlayStation? Chet Hanks.
Yeah, Chet Hanks would have a gold
PlayStation. No, but these Abu Dhabi royalty motherfuckers, bro, that have money coming out of their fucking ears.
Yeah.
Like, there's one PlayStation 5. It's $366,000, $310.
Does it come with any games, though?
I don't think so. It's called the Gold Rock.
It's not a good deal.
They changed the covers. It's literally a flaky.
Does it overheat?
I don't know. They have one called the Carbon. It's $5,800 just because they put real carbon on it. They have the alligator, $8,100.
Because it's in an alligator?
They put alligator. The
In order to pick it up, you have to swim across a stream of alligators.
No, but they have like
you
crazy.
Tell your kids, you can play, but keep your feet on the couch.
No, but they had one, bro. Like, if I was rich, this is the type of shit I would do.
Yeah.
That's
what we were saying.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't
that's how we started the show. Yeah. And by the way, that's why you'll never be rich.
Yeah. But I wouldn't mistreat people. Well, if I had like $100 million, like let's say if I had investments, why? There's rich people that do that. They're still rich.
No,
yeah. No one is still rich if they're paying $250,000 for you said it's a PS4?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'd be funnier if it was like a PS3 or something. So like it took so long to build.
Yeah, they can't even use it.
Oh, but the resale value is also high, so you just
resell value. No, it isn't. Dude, first of all, who's going to buy it? And then you have to convince another rich idiot.
As soon as the PS6 comes out,
it's useless.
That thing is worth $9.
You can just strip it for parts. Yeah, just the gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why it's so expensive, because they put real gold on it.
Yeah, but
they don't put that much real gold.
So let me get this straight. So you think this is you rich. You're going to spend $60,000 on a gold PlayStation, and then 5-6 years later, you can go to the pawn shop, be like, bro, can we melt this down? Like,
I don't know.
It's an investment.
Or I'll keep it, bro. You keep those kind of things.
No.
Sentimental value?
Huh?
For sentimental value?
Like a limited edition type of shit. Those things always keep their value.
Limited edition is going to be the name of your success.
Yeah.
It's only here for a limited time because I spent it all on nonsense.
No, obviously coming up, I wouldn't buy shit like this.
You'd buy that shit on the way down.
Yeah.
No, but once I've like established, like, you know, like I've
established that you buy everything.
I've investments.
Once I've established, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm buying everything.
God damn.
No, but like once I've invested in real estate and shit, and I have investment.
You
portfolio.
Definitely, if you buy one of those, you definitely get on a list that then just scammers.
Yeah,
go fucking. They call you every day.
I mean, why buy a building, sir? I have timeshare for you. Yeah. You're not going to be inside the building your whole life, but when you are, you use it. Timeshare.
It's not a regular timeshare. It's all gold.
Yeah.
It's a gold timeshare.
The walls are made of pure gold.
No, but if I
coated silver.
If I had $500 million, if you have 100 million,
I'm telling you honestly, if you have $500 million, and you are not concerned with even figuring out if a gold PlayStation exists, if you have that much money, you're doing big things. And if you have PlayStation, because you're at the store, you're like, yeah, let me get this, I can play on the road if I'm busy or whatever. Fuck, like, you're not like, I need the gold one. If you have 100 million, you're doing big things, bro. You're doing big things with your time.
I think too, like, if you have 500 million. And you want to treat yourself, it'll be like houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a plane. Or
you're going to buy a mansion and you walk in and there's going to be 8 of your favorite whores inside. Yeah. That's what you would do to treat yourself.
And play a regular PlayStation.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not going to be like, ew, we're leaving Rich Poseidon. Your PlayStation isn't made of gold. And you're like, no, why did I make that decision?
Yeah. No, but yeah, I'd probably get a car. I'd probably spend it. Yeah, 360. Yeah, that's way too much. That's nuts.
Cause 360,000 US.
Yeah.
So you can get like.
It's too far fetched.
You can get 4 Porsches for that.
Yeah. Or like 2.5 Lambos.
Yeah.
Or 1.5 Lambo. I don't.
360,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much does a Lamborghini cost?
Well, it depends. There's the low tiers. Yeah.
How much does a Porsche cost to lease?
It depends which one you go for.
Generally, let's
pull up Porsche.
About 3,000 to lease, I guess.
3,000 a month,
like for a good one.
That's a little expensive.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's the Macan that starts at about 60-something thousand. So
60,000 to lease?
No. 60,000 MSRP.
Oh,
sorry.
But that's a truck, right?
That's the smallest SUV.
Yeah, but if you get like a 911.
Yeah, then you're looking at the more expensive. Why won't it let me go to their website?
You've been put on a list. The second you mentioned you wanted to buy a gold PlayStation, they're like, this guy's not for us.
I had a friend that bought a Porsche. Remember when they used to, I don't even know if they still have them, the Porsche Boxsters?
Oh, I like those.
And I fucking love those. Yeah. But my friend got one, and I don't know why. I just wanted to fuck with him because he was like, look at my car. And I was like, oh, you got one of those lady Porsches.
Oh, no.
And then he was like, he even told me like 8 years after he sold it, he was like, it's not just for ladies.
You ruined it for him.
I ruined his Porsche.
I like those. They're nice.
They're super nice. Whatever. That's a Porsche I'd buy because it's cheap and it looks
good. How much does that cost?
Well, look now because the Boxster, they called it, they renamed it to the 718 and they redesigned it very nice. It's the one that we saw. Remember that was very nice. They start at 67,000 MSRP.
So how much is the lease? So
on a lease is only 800.
Really?
About. Oh, shit. Before taxes, I think.
Affordable.
So it will be about around 9 bones.
$1,000 a month?
Yeah. You have a sports car.
That's cheap.
But that's the base model, and it comes with 300 horsepower, and I think it's a 6-cylinder Boxster engine still.
What's a 0 to 100?
5.1 seconds.
That's slow.
Yeah.
For this car, yeah. But if you add the sport chrono package, it's 4.7 seconds. But then they got the Cayman GT4. Still kind of slow for a sports car, 414 horsepower, 4.4 seconds, but that's $116,000.
Jesus.
So you're looking at double the price.
That's
double of
these are absurd numbers, though.
Yeah. And then you have the Spider, which is the convertible, still starts at $113,000. The 911 starts at 115, the base model.
But because the 911 has a name.
Exactly.
Yeah. When I was growing up, everybody, the 911 Turbo.
Yeah, that was it was the Carrera.
Yeah.
When I was young.
Oh, really?
911 Carrera. We're like, that's the best car in the world.
Yeah.
And it's probably 0 to 100 in 19 seconds.
8 minutes.
Yeah, the older cars, they will do like 5 seconds and people were like, oh my God.
My God, it's
fun. Your car's faster, your Tesla.
Yeah, my Tesla is 3.7, I think.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 3.5.
That's quick.
You ever try running away from the police?
No.
You have a license plate. Yeah.
The new Roadster that they're making, I don't think they released it
yet. Yeah, it's under 2.
1.8 or 1.9. There was a video of the guy taking off in that thing. Bro, like he whiplashed and the thing just took off like a rocket, bro.
I'd love to, because those cars are so expensive. There's going to be a bunch of old millionaires that buy it. I want one of the old millionaires to pass out because it's so fast. Like Jesus, he just takes off and then falls asleep.
Look here, let me find it. Hold on.
Yours has the autopilot because you brought it in front of us.
And I even bought a thing now because the autopilot, the thing that sucks, you have to touch the steering wheel every 30 seconds or else it goes off.
You bought fake hands?
I bought a weight on it that legally you're not allowed, so I never use it, but you put it on, allegedly.
Yeah.
And then you can fucking go. I could have driven from my my country place to my house.
Allegedly.
Since my country place, it's like a
straight road.
It's a country highway. So my car can drive on side streets, but it can't start from a side street. It has to start on a highway. Oh. So since my house is on a highway, I made it from my country house to my my regular house.
That's crazy.
Without touching the steering
allegedly.
Wheel.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. I didn't because that would be illegal.
Yeah, no, you obviously wouldn't do that. But how does it work, the technology? Does it just, it's Google Maps?
It's whatever map that Tesla uses.
And it knows not to go off? What about if people run in front of the car?
It stops. And it even recognizes now stop signs and lights.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like in the future. Like whenever I'm in my car, I'm like, this is the goddamn future.
So are we necessary for the future? Aren't they going to phase people out?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Goddamn, yeah. 1.9 seconds, sorry.
1.9. How fucking mental is
that? That's insane. Zero to 100 miles, not kilometers.
Oh, that's crazy. 1.9?
4.2 seconds. Oh.
But zero to 60 in 1.9.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
And then the quarter mile does it in 8.8 seconds. That's insane.
Yeah.
It does it in under 10 seconds stock. That's wild.
What is this?
The Tesla Roadster.
Fucking but Tesla.
I think the deposit to get one is 60,000.
I think
it's crazy. Something mental.
Yeah, base reservation 50,000, base price 200,000
US, right?
Yes. Yes. US base price is 200,000.
Mike, we need everyone to start buying AMC stock. So if that goes to 100,000, I become a millionaire.
And this car is completely insane, bro. Just the design of it looks like a spaceship, bro.
If I become a millionaire, Poseidon, I still won't buy it.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It doesn't seem necessary. It seems superfluous.
I get it, but like, you're saying this now without millionaire money.
Exactly. Now that I have a clean head on my shoulder.
Anyone that doesn't have money that goes, when I'm rich, I'm going to buy that, will never become rich.
Yeah, there's
because
that too.
Because you're always going to be like, when I have 10 million, I'll buy that car. But then by the time you have half a million, you'll be like, I should buy a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Or I should. Yeah, you're always spending on stupid
shit. On dumb
shit,
yeah.
Which is why I make good money. And I'm going to die with $19 in the bank.
Yeah, he keeps wasting
it. But I'll be
it.
Like, my hearse,
my hearse is going to have chromed out wheels.
My hearse is fucking murdered out. I paid to get a wrap on my hearse.
His coffin's going to have LED lights on it.
Mine's going to be solid gold.
Your coffin?
Yeah.
Are you fucked?
You can't afford a, solid gold
coffin. Two days later, I fucking grave robbers.
Bro, your coffin's going to be made of cardboard. We're gonna throw you in a forest.
We're gonna lift you up and you're just going to fall off the bottom.
In all seriousness, when I die, I want my ashes to be spread out over
the Aegean Ocean.
It's a lot of
ashes. Yeah. Where?
Over the ocean.
The Aegean Ocean.
The Aegean Ocean doesn't exist.
The Mediterranean, the Mediterranean.
Ocean, the Mediterranean Ocean doesn't exist either.
The sea, sorry. Mediterranean sea.
The C-word.
The C-word. But Mediterranean cunts, bro. It's my soccer team in Greece.
No,
C-S-E-R. So you want, who's gonna fly with your bag cremated. Of ashes?
I'm one of my kids or some shit.
Well, you don't have kids yet. You gotta be practical.
So if you die now.
If you die now,
you to Greece.
My brothers.
I'm gonna mail you to maybe... Maybe Greece.
Maybe. I think it would be funnier if we mail your ashes to somewhere really random.
It's funny sending, like, some random Greek dude gets a letter to whom it may concern. Can you just fucking throw these out?
And he just flushes in the toilet.
Put these in the toilet, please. It was my friend's dream.
I'd still technically go to the ocean. So
yeah.
No, stop saying ocean.
The sea. Sorry.
The sea, yeah.
Unless you want us to just throw you in the Atlantic. That's possible, too. We'll go like
No. It has to be the Mediterranean Sea.
It has to be the Mediterranean Sea.
The Aegean Sea.
Everything ends up...
Which is in the Mediterranean.
Like, all water is always connected. Yeah. So, basically, we could put you anywhere.
I could throw you out the window, technically speaking.
No, but I would
In a million years, there'd be parts.
I'd like the starting point to be there.
In the Aegean.
Yeah.
What if you just right away float and ended up in Turkish toilets?
Ah, shit, huh?
Yeah, you didn't think about that one. Through,
But I mean, it's just the action of it.
You know what I would do? I would send your ashes to the Gaza Strip.
Why?
But you guys think you have it bad. My buddy wanted to be sprinkled across the Aegean, and now he's here. That's disappointment.
Yeah, if you're a shitty dad to your kids, they're just going to put you like in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
Or some place where...
No, but in all seriousness, I don't really care.
Or like, Circle of Life.
I'd be dead.
His kids are going to snort him on a podcast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I saw that guy. I went to... I found him on Twitter. Or I found him on Cameo. I don't know why I Googled him, because I was curious. And on Cameo, his thing is professional skateboarder.
Oh, he's a skateboarder.
And I was like, okay.
But he does cam shows with his girlfriend.
Yeah, but then I was like, who the fuck's going to pay for a professional skateboarder that no one's ever heard of? And all of his videos are, hey, man, happy birthday. Here's my girlfriend's tits. Yeah.
This guy's like, good at business.
Classic Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Watch me do an ollie on her tits.
Goddamn.
Yeah, he must freak out though, because every video of him is always his girlfriend's tits. So if she leaves him, he has nothing left.
Well, he drinks his own piss, so he's got some skills that are transferable.
Well, he does some crazy shit that's very niche. So
such as,
well, the drinking his own piss.
That's one thing.
Is there a market for that though? If there's not the hot chick with him,
I think so. Apparently, the gay community goes crazy over him.
Oh, really?
They love him. Yeah.
Who your dad told you this or?
No, he told me this.
Okay.
Is he in the gay community?
No, he is not.
Well, we need someone from the gay community to speak for them. Well,
look, this is what
they have a voice.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Mentalis. Go see the episode.
Oh, he's trying to plug your stupid
trying to
show?
Get the gays on board.
I'm gonna tell you something, the gays are already on board.
The gay people are the best crowd.
Yeah.
When I was in Edinburgh, that was my fan base.
Everyone in Scotland is gay.
Yeah, but it's because gay people in Scotland were impossible to offend.
Yeah, and I think Scottish people in general, they don't really take offense.
Yeah.
They just get drunk and yell about it.
Also, like, the best clients.
Scottish?
No, gay people.
Yeah, gay people are.
Yeah, because they know what they want. They're not going to.
Not just that, they love spending money. Yeah. They're not cheap.
No,
I've never met a gay client that was cheap.
So you're saying the gay people are all exactly like you if you were rich?
You should ask them how they got there. You're like, how did you get this much money? And the guy's like, oh, it's being gay. And you're like, all right, I'm willing to take one for the team. Yeah, they know how to live, yeah.
Would you have sex with a dude for $100
million? He would, yeah.
Like full-on sex. Like,
I'm fucking him in the ass?
You're the bottom. Nah, no, he's not fucking bottom. You in the ass. He comes in your mouth.
No.
How about you're
I think he would. The way I know him, if he saw the money, it was right there. He could take it once he's done. He could get convinced. He'd drink
it. But $100 million, I'd pop a Viagra and fuck him in the ass.
And then he comes in your mouth?
No, I come in his.
Okay.
Interesting. Still gay, though.
No, 100% still gay. But for $100 million, I don't give a fuck, bro.
I'm convinced he would do it for $10.
And is it because you'd want to be on top because you're kind of homophobic and you'd be ashamed of being so hard while you're getting fucked in the ass?
No, bottom is gay, bro. Top is excusable. Bottom
That's exactly.
Bottom is inexcusable.
That's how self-hating gay people sounded in the 80s. And they would beat up random gay people behind alleys, yeah. That's exactly how they sound.
Yeah, you sound like every hillbilly a minute before a hate crime. Yeah.
That's exactly the stuff. I guarantee you, I'm willing to bet anything you want on it. If a good-looking gay guy came up to me and said, look, how much what are your debts? And Poseidon's like, I owe 20 Gs. He's like, 20 Gs evaporated. Me and you go in that room. Poseidon would be like, let's go. New Poseidon starting in an hour. I guarantee you.
Yeah. Nah, I don't think so.
And the older he gets, the lower the price would be.
Okay.
Nah, I don't think so.
But 20 G's, you don't get fucked in the ass, but a hand job. Would you give a dude a hand job for 20 G's?
Like he gives me a hand
job? No, you give a dude a hand job.
It doesn't even have to be a good hand job. Yeah. It could be a lazy hand job. But he has to come.
But you know, you already give a dude a hand job.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he could get in front of you and you jerk him off like that.
Yeah, he would ride you cowgirl style so you could feel like it's your own thing.
Then you kiss his neck to make him come faster? Like just the back of his neck?
Nah.
The kissing on the neck thing, maybe you get there, but I know that the hand job, you would do it.
20 G's.
Yeah, he would do it.
Hand job, nah.
How much debt do you have?
12 grand.
12 grand. Someone gives you 25 grand. So you pay off your debt, plus you have 13,000.
Nah, I'd rather work for it, in all seriousness.
You're going to work for it.
No.
That's not going to... Don't think it's going to be something to walk in the park.
No, in all seriousness.
When the hand job starts, it's going to press play and you're here. Yeah. You got to work, bitch.
I'm going to be serious for a second. In all seriousness, I'd rather work for it like hard-earned money.
It's going
to
be hard-earned.
Because then I get to be known as the guy that gave a hand job and got paid $25,000.
Well, we never said we were going to make it public. Yeah, you're the one who's making it public. Yeah,
No one ever finds out. We don't even know.
We don't even know.
But that's still between you and that.
Okay,
that,
regardless, that even in my man. Head,
yeah.
I made that money giving a hand job.
Which is work. Didn't we start this podcast by you saying that's work and everyone's a whore?
You did. You bastard.
I'm just saying, by your view of the world, this should be a no-brainer. Yeah.
For me, I wouldn't.
How about $62,000? So you have $12,000 to pay your debts off. You have 50 G's left.
Oh, fuck. Guaranteed. Dude, he would do it for $10,000.
Nah.
50 G's, and it's not full-on gay sex. It's just a hand job.
Yeah.
Nah.
No mouth kissing, just maybe.
Nah, you know. I don't think I'd be able to get over it.
Yeah, you would.
Nah.
Yeah, you've done more disgusting stuff than that.
No, I haven't.
You jerk off all the time, first of all, so you're just doing what you're always doing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But
what's the difference between jerking off another guy and jerking yourself off? They're both gay. You got a dick in your hand.
Yeah, it's true.
They're both super gay.
They're both super gay experiences. And also, this one is even better because when you do it to yourself, it's just gay because it's just you. Yeah. But now you get paid for it. You're getting money. Yeah, it's less gay.
How about you're jerking the guy off, but a super hot chick is sucking you off?
No, I don't think so.
100%.
I barely... No, I don't think so. I know.
She's super hot. Like the hottest chick you've ever seen. It's that weather lady.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think I'd be able to get over myself. I don't think so.
They're all a little bi in Brazil. So that weather lady comes down. She brings her cousin. You got to jerk the cousin off while she sucks your dick.
I already know that. I know that he's saying not because we're on camera, but I know him well enough to know that dick's getting stroked to completion, and Poseidon's going to take that money and start fucking doing this.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah,
and then every time I would ask him, how'd you get that much money? He'd be like, don't worry, bro, business.
I'd rather sell drugs.
But that's not a choice here. We're saying somebody comes up to you. They're not like, sell drugs for me.
Yeah. It's not like I'll give you $50,000 if you either sell drugs or jerk my brother off. No, but
even if somebody came up to me and asked me to do this, I wouldn't do it.
We know you would. We know you'd think about it. I know. We know you'd think about it. And I know you would. You wouldn't
even think about it? Yeah, you wouldn't even go, look, let me sleep on it?
Because right now, you spent your whole life being like a closeted gay man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now what we're asking is basically for you
to come out of the closet for one day.
Not even come out of the closet. Do something less gay. Because now you're just stroking a dude's dick all the time for no money just because you like stroking it. Right?
What are you talking about?
Well, right now you jerk off just because you like it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You just love jerking dudes off. That's it. Yeah.
No.
But now we're asking
you to jerking dudes off like every day.
Yeah, every day, bro.
Every day you're jerking a dude.
You are helping a dude come to completion every day. Why? Just for the love of the game. Yeah. Now we're talking about it's a job. It's for money. Yeah. So you're doing what you already did for free for money, bro.
There's a difference. It's just bad business. Doing it to yourself,
huh?
There's a difference when you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah, you're not getting paid. That's the difference.
You can if it makes it easier for you, you can jerk them off with the left hand and use the right hand on yourself.
Oh,
so you're both of you, and then it's like a race.
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't do it.
I think you.
I don't think I'd be able to live with myself after.
But you're already doing it for no money.
How about
to me? But that's not
you're
gay.
You're jerking it's him super off, gay. And he's jerking you.
You have a dick in your hand.
Hold on, you've never masturbated in your life, bro.
I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
How about a guy? And I'm sure the price will be lower. A guy sucking you off. You don't even have to touch him. You can watch
like he'd be down for that. He had a dream once like that where a black guy who was a robot blew him. Yeah.
No. So, that was a dream. That wasn't
so
real
you're
life.
Watching like porn, and it could be lesbian porn. So it's two women eating each
you
other.
You never look
out.
Down. You just like,
you never look down. You have a man.
You just look at the porn and the money.
Yeah, a man's mouth on your cock.
He would have to look at the money all the time. Mostly, I think the money would turn him on more than the porn.
So you're counting the
he
money.
He would be doing this. He'd be doing this.
I get sucked off?
Yeah,
you get sucked off.
I don't
off.
Touch any penises.
You don't have to touch
anything. No, so you're not going
to
do the gay shit you do now. You're just going to...
Go fuck.
Yeah. So you're getting sucked off?
Nah, still nah. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
That one, I don't know. 50-50, I'm putting up there. But the other one, Jergen, I guarantee you he would do it. If it was a real world scenario, he would do it. I know I know him well enough. He's the gayest guy I know, dude. He jerks dicks off all the time.
How often do you jerk dicks off?
Okay, I don't jerk dicks off.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Do you have a vagina?
No, but okay. That's one penis. That's mine.
Okay, yeah. Oh, we didn't mean multiple. We meant just that one. Yeah,
it starts with one.
Yeah. We just meant the one at a time that you do.
Yeah.
Right, but you do it excessively. Like last time you said you jerked it six times in one day. Imagine jerking a penis off
but that's
six
because
times
I was
in
horny
one day.
And I put on porn. Yeah.
And what worked? You were so horny. The only thing that could get you off. Is a penis.
I hate you guys.
A penis in your hand.
As soon as you touched a penis, you fucking
came
almost right away.
No, I had to stroke it multiple times. Yeah. I had to do this multiple times.
Oh, god damn.
Yeah.
Like this, you know?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure 10,000.
You're a gay icon. I love it.
You'd let a guy suck your dick.
Yeah.
10,000.
Yeah, there are no more lines anymore.
10,000. Yeah, it's all fucking.
That's what they want you to believe, but there are still lines.
Who's they?
It's just a social construct.
The gays.
You're one of them.
Yeah.
I'm not part of the gays. You're not part of the LGBTQ whatever.
LGBTQ. Yeah, you are. Yeah, of course you are.
Oh.
You've probably stroked more cock than a lot of gay men have seen their whole lives. You have become a cocksmith. You have spent hundreds of hours, maybe thousands of your life jerking a dick off.
But again, it is my own.
Well, look, man, first of all, is it your own?
Yes.
You're the owner of yourself? You're a free person?
I'm the owner of this body.
Well, are you the owner or are you free?
I'm a free man.
Does somebody own your body?
No.
Okay, so it's a free dick. Yeah, so you don't even own it. You're just stroking a free dick.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Hold on, you motherfucker.
You're just out there free dicking.
Yeah.
Hold on. No, no, no.
You never once asked the dick how it feels. You just really wanted to grab a dick.
I am a free man, but this is...
Free man.
Yeah, you're sitting at home. You're like, I'm bored. I have an urge to do what? Grab a penis.
No.
Yeah.
To ejaculate.
Yeah, by grabbing a penis.
Well, how else do you want me to do it?
I don't know, man. Maybe a vagina or something.
Well, sometimes a vagina is not always available.
Exactly. And what do you do? The next best thing is what?
My
there
hand.
You go, dick. Yeah. It's grabbing them dicks.
Yeah.
God damn you guys.
But I feel like if he was around a bit earlier in the 80s, he'd be a hateful person. Like, he's a hateful person now, but not like...
I'm not a hateful person.
No, you're not homophobic. We just like to bust your balls. But in the 80s,
I'm not
you
a
would
hateful
be.
Person
he'd
in
be,
general.
Yeah.
In the 80s, I think he'd be that guy with a leather jacket. What are you homos doing here? He'd be that guy.
He'd be the first guy you know to beat up a gay dude and the first guy you know to get AIDS.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you'd be like, you got it? Yeah, heterosexuals get it too.
Yeah. That would be you. That would be you in the 80s. Nah. Like, besides, just come out with it. Nobody cares anymore. No, why? What do you say? I'm not one of them. But do you know where they hang out? Or that would be you.
God,
anyways, if you want more of this, if you want more of this gay stuff, head over to patreon.com/Pantelis. Poseidon's own show. It's In Bed with Poseidon, where he talks all about his sexual experiences,
his urges.
Most of them not hetero, and you know what? That's not a problem.
Yeah, we don't judge them.
We don't judge at all. This is the
2021.
And this podcast accepts everyone. As long as you're not a rapist, I think that we draw the line at murderers and rapists. Yeah. Everyone
and
else
pedophiles.
Is cool. And pedophiles. I count them in the rapist category. Yeah, so as long as you're not one of those, Poseidon welcomes you. Patreon.com/Mantelis. And also check him out online when he's playing with children. I know what you're going to say. He shouldn't. You're actually 100% right. He shouldn't. But he is on Twitch. twitch.tv/deepasidon69. Check him out on Twitter and Instagram, also deepasidon69. But more importantly, if you speak French, Mike Ward has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. You can head over to patreon.com/sous-écoute or head over to mikeward.ca for all the links in case you want to see me on tour. But if you're interested in the podcast, on the Patreon, patreon.com/sous-écoute, you get the entire back catalog of all the sous-écoute episodes. Plus, that's where you buy tickets to watch the show live and where you get the live stream. So if you can't make it live, you can just watch it if you're one of the members of his Patreon. So patreon.com/sous-écoute, mikeward.ca for tour dates and tickets. Tours are coming back up. Everything's opening up. So if you want to catch Mike, that's where you go. For myself, it's panteliscomedy.com. That's where you get tickets. And patreon.com/pantelis. So you get all the shows, exclusive stuff. You get the podcast first. You sign up to the Nation and you can win cool shirts. So thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.